Welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Real glad that you could join us again. Going to be having a conversation with Dr. Peter Tippett this evening, founder and CEO of CareMesh. He's joining us to talk about how healthcare interoperability has changed over the last few years and how COVID-19 has accelerated the need for better patient-to-physician transfer of care. Welcome to the program, Dr. Tippett.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad that you could take the time this evening. Why don't you give our listeners a bit of background about yourself, give us a look into your area of expertise, and talk about what the mission of CareMesh is.
Well, CareMesh has solved the problem of getting medical records between physicians, between hospitals and physicians, getting notifications between hospitals and every single doctor or practice or other hospital in the country. And done that at scale. So we are currently pushing 99.9% delivery of all those things to any doctor in the country. I'm a doctor myself, although I started my life as a technologist did got involved in the internet world before it was the internet. But as the medicine has moved along, healthcare providers haven't been using the internet the way the rest of the society uses the internet. It's kind of like the days when we had word processing, but no email. You print out the document on paper and hand it to somebody, or print out the presentation and show it on the film. Right now, there's electronic medical records in all hospitals and essentially all doctors' offices. But they generally don't share records very well. So if you're a patient, it's very frustrating to be discharged from a hospital back to your regular doctor who doesn't work for the hospital, and that doctor very often doesn't know what happened and has a hard time figuring that out. So today, something like 70% of medical records that leave the, that go outside of the business that is affiliated with the hospital wind up getting to that other doctor, not at all, or by fax. Everybody hates it. So I was on a presidential commission that tried to help solve that problem. We've got all kinds of rules and regulations that are trying to help solve that problem. It's generally a much harder problem to solve than you might imagine, with all the security and privacy and interoperability and compliance and all the other various issues that are required. But the frustrated doctor and me decided to start a company, CareMesh, right from scratch to solve this problem. And we built a national platform that includes a directory of every doctor, of every doctor's office, of every hospital, of every location, of every clinic. And we've made it so that the hospitals or anybody else who uses this can stick with the electronic health record product they're already using. Mm-hmm. And when they do a discharge or a note or a summary or a notification or something like that, it just happens as it normally would in their EHR. We've done very lightweight integration to those electronic health records so that the people at the other end, the doctors or nurses or clerical people, don't need to change anything about what they normally do. But every time somebody gets admitted, for example, to a hospital or emergency room or discharge, a notification will go to the person's doctor, even if they're four states away in a tiny little town.
Well, let's talk a bit about the problem in the first place. Is the problem that there are so many different platforms that are managing this information and delivering or receiving this information? Because you said, we have regulations, rules. Those apply across the board to basically all entities that are storing and transmitting this information, right?
Yes. There's about 20 problems, and if we only had to solve one or two, it might have been solved by now. I used to call this the myriad problems. Some of the problems are that there are four or five, six different electronic health record products that the hospitals might use, and literally hundreds of different products that the doctors might use out in the community. Um, and although there are rules about the minimum work they need to do, those rules are not consistently enough applied so that you can get reliable communication. Simply having an address to send something digital to is really hard. About half of doctors have a digital address, like an email address, except made for health communications, called a direct address. But only about half of those are they working at the receiving end. And even if they're working at the sending and receiving end, there's format problems or configuration problems or other ones that knock off another 30% of those messages that make them not work. So, for example, there's lots of doctors' offices that have very brand new modern electronic health record products that can only accept a message if it comes as a particular form of an XML file called a CCDA. Mm-hmm. If the doctor on the sending end sends a message along with that, it'll be thrown away. If they send a PDF or some regular thing that you could get in your email, it'll be thrown away. So even when these things, quote, work, they don't actually work for sending messages or for communicating, for asking questions or other things. Also, there's been all kinds of worries about hospitals in the same town as another hospital, mm-hmm. you know, sharing their medical records. Maybe that patient, there's a sort of a proprietary feeling among a lot of hospitals that the other hospital, if they were to get access to this patient's records, they'd steal their patient, that sort of mm-hmm. thing. There's been vendors who are competitive, and there's HIPAA rules and there's privacy rules, and different states have different rules, and there's a longer list than that. But mm-hmm. the idea that we at Care Mesh have put our head around is to be the equivalent of FedEx or UPS for the world of electronic messaging. You know, make that our problem, right? You do your thing in your EHR in your hospital. And do it the way you normally do it. If somebody gets admitted, we'll automatically notify the doctor. Mm-hmm. If the doctor wants to send them a message, have them open up whatever they've already got in front of them. In Epic, that would be called the in-basket. In Cerner, that would be called the messenger. And if they want to type a message to some doctor four states away, if they just type part of the name of the doctor or the city or something, our directory will make it so they find that person. And when they get through with their message and attach whatever they want and hit the done button or the send button, it'll just go, and we'll take care of guaranteeing delivery of it.
So basically, Care Mesh takes all of those little intricate rules and different nuances of each of these different platforms that are sending or receiving this information, sorts it out correctly, and presents it properly without these platforms having to actually interact. It's all done through Care Mesh, regardless of the platform?
That's exactly right. It's like you hire FedEx and your grandma lives on an island in the bayou in Mississippi. You know that they're going to need a boat. But you don't need to tell them that. That's their problem, right? And that's exactly the case. If the message that comes out of the hospital is not the right format for the receiving doctor, we'll fix the format. If it's one of these where the message bounces but the CCDA would go through, we'll convert them and make them both work. If the doctor at the other end doesn't have an address like this working, we'll keep trying different approaches to it until it does work. Or we'll even connect with the clerk and give them some tricks on making it work. And if they don't even have an address, we will make that work anyway. We'll give them a notification through things that they do have, like fax and email and other technologies, and give them an electronic version anyway. And once they get it, they can reply, they can download it into their own EHR, they can set it up so that they can set what we call recipient preferences. So doctors often have two or three or four practices or offices, and they do their surgeries in one place and they do their follow-up in another, and maybe they do their special knee surgery only on Main Street. So mm-hmm. the people that need that, those messages ought to go to the intake clerk on Main Street, where the follow-ups ought to go to the follow-up clerk or the discharge clerk or the doctor or the PA or whoever it is somewhere else. And some of those might be a fax, some of them might be a direct message, some of them might want to go straight into the EHR in a certain format or a mailbox or a group box or something. And Care Mesh makes that all work for the receiving doctor for free.
Wow.
So we don't make, this isn't a game where we try and sign up everybody and only would work if they signed up. This works no matter what. Just like you don't have to sign up for FedEx or UPS to receive one. That would be dumb.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's how that works.
Obviously, COVID-19 has compounded the 20 or so problems that you were solving with your platform. How has COVID-19 caused you to address this interoperability problem, this huge change as far as information is transferred?
Well, the doctor in me made us all, you know, all of us healthcare workers turned our focus and attention to COVID-19 and to the patients that have that problem. And a lot of the IT workers changed our effort to try and support all these changes in the hospital and the outpatient practice and so on. Initially, that slowed down people wanting to make interoperability work. But very quickly, we had a hospital, Tampa General Hospital, which we wrote a case history on and which did some on the Care Mesh website, which also has a lot of press releases and things. They actually sped up their deployment to make sure this worked during their peak COVID time. Because when you get right down to it, when life gets busier, you want things to be easier, not harder.
Right.
And if things just sort of happen in the background and the right doctor learns what's going on and the medical record or the labs, whatever, go to where they need to go, everybody's life just gets much better.
Doctor, where can our listeners go online and learn much more about Care Mesh, about the changes in interoperability that we talked about, and some of these solutions that you offer through Care Mesh? Where can we go online and get some more?
Sure. Well, the company is Care Mesh, and we make a mesh for communication, so it's caremesh.com. There's case histories, there's lots of details about how this stuff works, and of course, we'd be happy to set it all up. Our best, this works between anybody in healthcare and anybody else, but our most common use case is between hospitals and all those far-flung doctors and doctor's offices that need to be communicated with or notified or medical records shared with or notices or messages or that range of things.
And that would be caremesh.com?
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, Dr. Tippett. Thanks so much. And I'm hoping that we'll speak again.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Peter Tippett, founder and CEO of Care Mesh. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio. Video.